Sicela ukunibingelela osukini olukhulu kangaka. Usuku lwethu sonke, usuku lwabantu bonke. Usuku lwenjabulo kumhlaba wonke.
May I greet you all on this great day, a day for all people, a great day in which we remember our Lord's birth.
Siyambonga thina uNkulunkulu osikhanyiselile ukuba siqonde ukuthi uyini uKhisimusi.
We thank our God who has enlightened us and shown us even the meaning of Christmas.
Abanye abazi ukuthi abanye bayaguga manje. Abanye bahamba ngezinduku unyawo lwesithathu. Kodwa le mfihlakalo isafihlakele namanje. Kabaqondi yini uKhisimusi.
Some don't know. Some celebrate. Some even, so to say, walk on three legs as a result of their celebrations, but they actually do not know the implication of Christmas.
Ezweni lakithi kubalwa nje ukuthi bangaka bafile namhlanje, bangaka bafile ngalama holiday, bangaki abasengozini, bangaka bangene ebhedlela ngoba bazi ukuthi uChristmas uyaphuzwa, uyaliwa, uyashayana esibhedlela, uyafa umuntu.
Very many in our country just know it's celebration of Christmas. They know it's a time of fighting, of quarreling, of killing and murder. It's a time of many injuries happening, and the statistics are quite alarming.
Kodwa thina ukuba sambulelwe lemfihlakalo ngalo mntwana onguJesu simanga, kufuneka simbonge njengalokho uNkulunkulu.
But how cannot we thank God enough that the mystery and the secret of Christmas through our Lord Jesus Christ has been revealed to us?
So vulizwe lenkosi kuye lencwadi ube lokhu sicela kuyona kulezi insuku incwadi kaLuke isahluko sesibili.
We will open our Bibles to Luke chapter 2, to that portion that we have been considering these days. Luke chapter 2.
Ilona lo chaza ngayo uyabusiseka, uchaza omunye ngosuku olandelayo ubusiseka. Kwindaba lezi ezingazekeki, ezingachazeki ngenxa yokunotha esikufumanayo.
One can just marvel when one listens from one sermon to the next, all and various aspects, and we cannot come to the end of it. It is unfathomable, the word of God.
Sikubona nokuthi lo mbiko lona wafikela lonke uhlobo lwabantu abakhulu nabancane.
This message reaches all types of people, great and small.
Ihlakaniphi nesingathi hayi ngokokuhlakanipha baphansi bona kulokho, kodwa nokho lo mbiko awubadidi wona, ukhanya nje bha.
And even to the intellectual and the wise, yes, to some it is darkened, but this message is revealed, it is clear as daylight.
Ngisho somabhizinisi angicabanga ukuthi ikhona insuku labenza khona ibhizinisi ehamba ephambili njengalesi sikhathi sandulela ukufika komntwana.
I think even the business world has no time in which they make such a trade and trading as much as this time prior to Christmas.
kwezinye indawo thina la ngibona nakho mpizi niyaphephetha kuyashisa kwezinye indawo kuthiwa ukhisimuzi omhlophe ngoba khona iqhwa bona baselebreyitha lesi sikhathi eqhweni lakumhlophe khona noma kumhlophe labe khona noma kuyashisa kuse-Afrika okusalayo nje usuku lwenkosi.
Well, we are fanning our faces because of the heat. Others maybe are warmly dressed because of the cold, or maybe because of a white Christmas. Well, whether it is summer or winter, hot or cold, this theme remains and it stands out amid all seasons. You will start from the second chapter, from the third verse.
Bonke baya kubalwa ilona lo emzini wakubo.
So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city.
Now Joseph wakhuphuka ephuma eGalile emzini waseNazaretha, waye eJudea emzini kaDavid othiwa iBethlehem ngokuba waye ngowendlu nozalo lukaDavid.
Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. To be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child.
Zaphelela izinsuku zokubabelethe wazibula ngendodane wayembesa wayilalisa emkhombeni ngokuba bantula indawo endlini yezihambi.
So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Kwakukhona belusi kulelozwe ababehleze endle belinda umhlambi wabo ebusuku.
Now they were in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night.
Ingelosi yenkosi yema phambi kwabo, inkazimulo yenkosi yabakhanyisa nxa zonke, besaba ngokwesaba okukhulu.
And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid.
And
the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people."
Ukuthi nizalwele namuhla umsindisi onguKristu inkosi emzini kaDavid.
For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
Nalokho kuyisibonakaliso kini niyakufumana umntwana embesiwe elele emkhombeni. Masinyane kwabakhona kanye nengelosi uquqaba lwebandla lasezulwini lumdumisa uNkulunkulu luthi udumo kuNkulunkulu kweliphezulu nokuthula emhlabeni.
And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Let us pray again. Lord, we ask that you would bless to us your word.
So that
we can leave this place satisfied, having received that which you want to add to our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Indaba ka Jesu. Ngeke uyichaze ngeke uyiqede ungayichaza ngama ngokulufifi ungafinyeleli kokujulileyo.
The matter of Jesus, you cannot get to the end of it You can just try in a vague way maybe to touch on it here and there.
Mhlambe iphuzu lokuqala singalibuka. Sebefikile lapha. Bantula indawo, abayitholanga indawo. Isizathu sokuthi baze bayithole bese emkhumbeni sibayeni. Kwaswelakala indawo.
Maybe we can start with this point. When they had reached the place, there was no place. And the reason for them finding themselves in a stable was because of the lack of space.
Singayibuza umbuzo, kwakuswelekela indawo ngempela noma ingoba babempofu bengenakuthenga indawo. Mhlambe indlu noma ehotela noma ungakubiza ukuthi yini lapho babengakwazi ukuthi bagogobale khona kwaleso sikhathi.
The question we can ask is, was it really for lack of space that they were not taken up or taken in, or was it maybe because of their poverty, maybe of their lack of prestige, or lack of being able to pay the costs of an inn, of a place of accommodation, hotel, or what we may call it.
Kodwa nansi inkosi yamakhosi uJesu Kristu simthola ezalelwe endaweni esingathi ngokobuntu kayimfanele.
But the fact remains, here we find the King of Kings being born in a place that wasn't fit for him.
Indawo yalo khona, indawo yalo zoba khona, indawo yalona owayevele khona ukuba sicabange ukuthi wazalelwe sibayeni. Sibona kuyindawo engamfanelanga.
The one who is and who will be, the one who was, should it be that he should be born in a stable?
Kodwa simfica uzalelwa endaweni embi, mhlambe singathi endaweni enamagcewane, endaweni engekho khona, engekho hygienic, engenanhlanzeko. Ila uJesu ezalelwa khona emkhulu engaka eyindodana eyizibulo labokuqala labazalwayo engowasebukhosini, tholakala uzalelwa endaweni ephansi ngalendlela.
But the fact is, he, the firstborn of all men, he the one to whom all majesty belongs, we find him being born in a stable, at a place lowly, unfit for him.
Mhlambe sonke siyamangala kodwa yenzeka kanjani into efana nalena? Bayivumelelana into efana nalena? Sibuza umbuzo. Njengamanje ngabe unayo yena uJesu indawo enhlizweni yakho na?
We can all marvel and say, how come did that all happen so? What were the circumstances that drove him out? But the fact of the matter is, does he find place and room in your life sufficient for who and what he is?
Kubantu abakhona lana, thina sonke sikhona la, ngabe uJesu namanje usazalelwe esitebeleni noma uyayithola indawo kithi na? Siyamvulela iminyango yenhliziyo zethu, yeimpilo zethu, noma abanye basavalile. Ayikho indawo la Jesu, ayikho indawo yakho la. Ngani na? Usagcwele indawo kaSathane. Uyena obusayo, uyena olawula impilo yakho, uyena omenzela zonke izinto athi menzele zona.
And the fact of the matter is, what is your state of heart and life? Are all your doors open to him? Or is he shut out because of you having opened yourself up to Satan and all his evil forces and He rules and reigns in your life.
Siyezwa khona ukuthi kwagcwele abantu babehlangene indawo nendawo kuphuma umyalelo nangu Caesar Augustus uyalela abantu ukuthi abayobalwa ngemndeni yabo ngokwendawo yabo laba yazalelwa khona noma ubani umele ukuya la noma kunjalo kodwa ke ayingase khona kancane indawo siyamangala sonke namanje akakutholi lokho akuthola ngaleso sikhathi empilweni yakho na.
Yes, we all marvel. It's true that Caesar Augustus had given the decree for the registering of all the nation. And it was, yes, it could have been very occupied, but really, was there not even a small place, no place that could suffice for him? And is he maybe still shut out of your life? Have you not found any room for him?
Bekufanele ukuthi ngabe sonke lapha eNingizimu neAfrika, umhlaba wonke, hayi eNingizimu neAfrika nje kuphela, sivula iminyango yezinhliziyo zethu. Sithi Nkosi, lenzeke iphutha eqaleni. Alikwazi ukwenzeka manje. Indawo yakho le. Inhliziyo yethu sinikele kuwe manje. Akudingeki uphinde uswele indawo. Ukuba ulawule ukuphila kwethu, ulawule ukwenza kwethu, siyavuma Nkosi ngabantwana bakho manje.
And it is true that even in our country and all countries, the whole world should open the doors of their hearts to give him room, to allow him in, and that we all with one accord say, Lord, you will not lack space in my life. I open up all my doors to you.
Abasha, abancane nabadala, bathi Jesu wahlupheka ngaleso sikhathi, phinde manje nginikele ukuphila kwami kuwe. Impilo yami siyimpilo yakho. Inhliziyo yami inhliziyo yakho. Bapha abasha nabadala abanalokho enhlizweni yabo, nginikela konke kuJesu.
Children, old and young alike, we are they that say, Lord, I open my life to you. It is yours. What is mine is yours. And what is yours is mine. You shall never lack place in my life.
No, Mam Sambu Savalile. Ah, Nkosi, ngabe ngiyanika kodwa ngeke lo mnyango, ngeke leli khona, ngeke leli khonyana nje lenhliziyo yami ngeke nginikele. Kuseme into zami lapha.
Or does he still find places that are locked? Maybe a door, maybe a secret door that is still locked and say, Lord, everything, but just allow me this little corner, just allow this to be shut up.
Uye lo Jesu wathi bheka esambulweni bheka ngimemanya emnyango ngiyanqonqoza uma umuntu evula ngiyakungena ngidle naye naye kanye nami usamvulela uJesu uyamemeza uyanqonqoza uyafisa ukungena nakweyakhe impilo nakweyakhe inhliziyo kodwa akakwazi ukufohla ubheke wena uvula wena.
It is the same Jesus in Revelations who said, Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. Whoever will open, I will come in and dine with him. See, he is standing. He is waiting on you. He won't force his way in. You are the one that will open to him.
Kodwa nokho ngelikhulu ijubane abantu abasha nabadala kulesi sikhathi ngejubane babalekela kokubi bangena kokubi.
Shouldn't it be the opposite, that we should hurry to him, we should plead with him, come in Lord, but people at a great pace are seeking a way of escape to evade opening up to Christ.
Uyayazi inhliziyo yakho, uyazi ukuthi ivuleke kangakanani, ivulekela yena, ivaleke kangakanani, umvalele ukuba angangeni, angayikhathazi ngezinto zakho, ezisenhliziyweni yakho.
You know the state of your heart. You know where you have closed up, where you are not willing to open up your heart. You know the things that you are still trying to keep for yourself.
Kodwa okungithinta kakhulu futhi masiqhubeka kule ndaba kimina indaba yabelusi.
But above all, what touches me is this story of the shepherds.
Yini le ndaba ifinyelele kubelusi na?
How come did this news reach them?
Yini le ndaba lezindaba ezimnandi kunazo zonke? Ziziwe abantu besingathi mhlamba abokugcina bebengazizwa lezi ndaba.
How come was this good tiding proclaimed to them, they who were out there in the fields?
Yini kwangathi uJesu ayithole sekhaya kulaba bantu abangabelusi?
Why would Jesus find himself at home amongst the shepherds?
Kuthiwa lapho bezelusela imhlambi yabo, belinda imhlambi yabo, bengazelele lutho, bathola isivakashi.
While they were busy shepherding their flock, unexpectedly, this message broke upon them.
Bezelusele besemsebenzini wabo, bethembekile emsebenzini wabo.
They were out there keeping watch over their flock, faithful in their work.
Begade amasela ukuba ngadlilwane, begade ilwane ezingase zidlilwane zabo, begade amasela bangantshontshilwane zabo, bebethembekile emsebenzini wabo, bengabelusi.
They were out there watching against thieves that would rob them of their animals, or wild animals that would maybe come to tear them to pieces. They were faithful at their work.
Kuthi besalusile lemhlambi yabo, nasi sivakashi, nansi ingelosi bavakashela, izokhuluma nabo kumnandi, izokhuluma nabo okuthokozisayo.
While they were shepherding their flock, suddenly they received this visitor, suddenly this news is broken to them.
Lapho besashaqekile bethukile bengazi ukuthi kwenzakalani kubona ngalento ebehlelayo ngalesi sikhathi.
And being in shock, trembling because of this appearance which they was so unexpected.
Futhi okumangalisayo ukuthi konke kwenzeka ngokushesha. Lokhu kumangala kwabo basamangaliswe lokhu kuqhamuka okunye futhi ukumangala ongapheka lokhu kade bekubuka ngaleso sikhathi.
And one thing followed the next at a pace in which they could just marvel, unexpectedly, never having dreamt of this.
Lapho besalibelo kwesaba ingelo sithi ningesabi ningamangali. Ngilethele okukhulu, ngize nendaba ezinhle, ngize nendaba zentokozo, akuphele ukwesaba manje.
And the angel said to them, after they were greatly afraid, do not fear, I bring you tidings which are great, of good for you and for all.
Ngilethele indaba ezinhle, ngilethele indaba zentokozo. Ngilethele indaba ezithokozisayo, hayi umuntu oyedwa nje, kodwa wonke umuntu bekumele ajabule athokoze.
I bring you good tidings of great joy. This is not intended for one person, for all people.
Noma ngabe uyifica ucindezelekile, noma uyifica uphansi kwetshe, noma uyifica isimo sempilo silukhuni. Kodwa kube ngathi makuthiwa Christmas bengavela nelomhlathi ezini.
Well, whether you are oppressed or depressed, whatever difficulty, when Christmas comes, this should be a day where maybe a smile breaks out and covers your whole face.
Masikhuluma ngo Christmas. Asikhulumi ngokudla, Asikhulumi ngokudla inyama uzungasazi ukuthi udla inhlobo engaki zenyama. Uphuza amasopho amangaki. Asikhulumi ngalokho. Sikhuluma ngokho isimuzwa ngempela. UJesu ufikile enhlizweni.
When we speak of Christmas, we don't speak about festivities and how many different types of meats you have enjoyed and have filled you with. No, we speak of a message that has come to us of salvation, redemption.
Kulunga ngombiko wensindiso, umbiko wokhulula, umbiko oqaqa abantu abacindezelekile, umbiko wenkululeko, okuthiwa ifikile, bekubele kubonakala ukuthi ifikile nakimi, ifikile nakuwe, ukwenza kwakho nje, indlela ophila ngayo nje, indlela oyiphatha ngayo nje, kuyakhombisa kuyabonakala, kukhona ufikile, ufikile uKhisimusi, ifikile indodana, ifikile ingane.
This is the message of being set free, of redemption, of total deliverance of slavery. And your whole life should tell the story. Your whole life should embrace this, that it is for you, intended for you. And this should shine out of your life.
Kuthiwa kusenjalo.
And while they were still amazed at hearing this message,
sebebona uquqaba lwasezulwini luhlanganyele kanye nengelosi ludumisa lubabaza lesi simanga abasibonayo lokho abakubonayo nabakuzwayo.
And suddenly a multitude of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, and it was a glorious sight to behold.
Kube ngathi ngiyabona ngamehlo engqondo namehlo enhliziyo izulu abasezulwini ilona lo akafuna ukusala ngiyahamba nami nami ngiyaya noma uthi nami ngisale ngiyaya. Ngiyodumisa ngalesi simangaliso esehle emhlabeni ngenxa yalomntwana ngenxa yalengane nguJesu.
It is as if with my spiritual eye I can imagine that those who were commissioned to go down to earth to bring this great tiding, it was as if each and everyone would say, I'm not remaining behind. I am also going. I want to be part of this throng, this host that brings this wonderful tiding.
Angisali. Ngiyahamba ngiyodumisa nami. Ngiyodumisa lo ongowakithi, osuka lapha ezulwini, owehle ezulwini, wehlele emhlabeni, wayomela thina emhlabeni. Uma ngabe sefikile, singasala kanjani ezulwini? Asambe sonke siyodumisa.
I will not be a one left behind. I am joining them to bring praise and glory to God. This message is for the earth that the Savior is born. I won't be left out.
Amacebo kaNkulunkulu afezekile, inhloso kaNkulunkulu ifezekile, insindiso ifikile emhlabeni.
All plans of God have come to fruition. Salvation has come to this world.
Abantu kade beboshiwe emhlabeni beboshwe izono zabo, beboshwe izinto zabo. Namhlanje lusuku lwentokozo, usuku lokugqatshulwa khona amaketanga kaSathane ezimpilweni zabo ngenxa yalomntwana.
For how long has the world been wailing and waiting for this day of redemption? Now he has come. Satan and all his chains and his fetters have been broken.
Bekumele ukuba yilona lo abonga uNkulunkulu Nkosi ngiyabonga aqhatshulwa amaketanga kaSathane ezinto ayengixhumanisa nesihogo noSathane ngenxa kaJesu yashintsha impilo yami angiseyikhona lokho engangikhona kuqala.
Each one should be able to shout out praises to God that these chains that have bound me to hell and these powers that kept me in slavery have been broken, and all praise and glory to God.
Sibuze mzalwane, buze mntwana kaNkulunkulu, aqhabukile amaketanga kaSathane noma usaboshiwe na?
Ask yourself, has these chains and fetters been snapped and broken, or are you still enslaved?
Izulu liyajabula bayehla basezulwini behlele emhlabeni bazodumisa ngenye indlela bazobongela thina semhlabeni bakhululeka abantu akade beboshwe izono zabo.
Heaven rejoices. They could not remain there. They came down to rejoice with this earth about the redemption that is wrought about through this child.
Uyabona ukuthi kade besamangazwe ingelosi sekuqhamuka basezulwini manje babona ngekhwaye elikhulu nje ekuzalweni kwalomntwana kwakumele ukuba belosi babe yilokho ababa yikhona sebehlangene nalomntwana.
Just imagine these shepherds hearing this heavenly message, these angels that came in their host to bring the tidings, to so to say join themselves to us people. No wonder they were filled beyond measure and beyond their joy at seeing the Christ child.
Abelosi bengabelosi bahlangana nomunye umelusi.
They, being shepherds, met up with the true shepherd.
It
doesn't Jesus say, I am the good shepherd? Is there another shepherd as good as he? Is there a shepherd that can care as he does? Is there a shepherd that can pasture us like he?
Ingakho abelusi bayajabula kube ngathi bayezwa ukuthi hayi wakithi lo.
And that's why these shepherds could greatly rejoice, because they saw and experienced he is one of us.
Kodwa lafika izulu lazomdumisa lazobabaza lomntwana ofikayo ezemhlabeni ezosindisa abantu.
But heaven came to praise this child that have come, God sent.
Sesingayibuza umbuzo. Lo msebenzi ongako wenzeka ngaphezulu kweminyaka engaphe kweinkulungwane ezimbili, ngabe sewafezeka yini lo mbiko wensindiso, lo mbiko wevangeli? Usuhamba ibanga elingakanani empilweni yakho?
We need to ask ourselves, this message that is now has been brought 2,000 years ago, what has it accomplished in your life? Something moved them, something happened, and their lives were revolutionized because of what they met up with.
Uthiwa lapho selidumisile unquqaba lwasezulwini lwabuyela lwakhuphukela khona ezulwini.
When the angels had praised God, they returned into heaven.
Uthwana abelusi nabaqhubeka nabo bebuyela endaweni zabo bebuyela emsebenzini yabo, kodwa bona babuyela bengasafani ngendlela yakuqala.
And the shepherds returned home different. They weren't the same anymore after they had seen that child.
Abahamba nakho, bahamba nombiko, bahamba nendaba lena bayizwile nangalokho abakubonile.
They went out and made it known that which was told them regarding the child and what they had all seen.
Lokhu abakuzwayo nalokhu abakutholayo abathulanga nakho kholo ukuthi bebexoxela noma ubani abahlangana naye.
What they had heard, what they had received, they couldn't keep silent with it. They wanted to share it and make it known.
Nabo bebefuna ukuba bazuze bathole okwalentokozo efikela abantu bonke izizwe zonke.
And they wanted to share of this great joy that had been announced, which was intended for all people.
Bebaxoxela ngalokho abahlangane nakho, bengazelele, bebona nabasezulwini behlela kubo leli khwaya lasezulwini. Hayi kwakumnandi enhlizweni zabo.
They could only share that and make it widely known of what heaven and their message that heaven had brought them, what they had seen with their own eyes. It was something that they couldn't keep quiet with, but wanted this message to reach others too.
Sobala ukuthi kubona babelula lokuhamba kwabo bona babeshesha. Mhlambe wena mawuze enkonzweni uyesindana. Kodwa lo nohlangene no nabasezulwini wahlangana nomntwana ulula ngaphakathi kwakhe akesindani. Uyayithanda izinto zikaNkulunkulu. Hayi izolo njena namhlanje kuphela ukuphila kwakhe impilo yakhe yonke.
Their feet were swift. They didn't come to the service with heavy hearts dragging their feet. No, the one who has experienced this message, who has heard from heaven, this abounding joy, your feet are not dragging. And it is a new, it is an upliftment, and every day it will be ever fresh to you.
Hayi, awuzilokhu ugqugquzelwa abantu. Kuzosuka kuwe ngoba kwenzeke kuwe. Lo mlilo kaNkulunkulu ungaphakathi kuwe.
And if you are about to sing of the Savior, you don't have to be pushed and nagged and asked and pleaded with. No, it will be a message that will bubble over, that will come from within.
Kuya nokuthi uhlangane nani, uhlangane namuphi, uhlangane nonjani. Kodwa lo mntwana akwazi ukuhlangana na uhlangana naye uphinde ube njengaqala, akunakwenzeka lokho.
But that lies with you, which Savior you have received, whether it is this one of whom we read, but you cannot remain as you were before.
Uhlangene nalentokozo ekulomntwana akafani naqala.
The one who meets this joy of the coming of the child cannot be the same as he was before.
Ohlangene nalomntwana ohlangene nensindiso ubonakala ehamba ukuthi khona okuphilayo kaNkulunkulu kulomuntu.
He who has met this child, who has been united to this child, there is some truth, there is something that cannot be expressed. And this will be his life.
Ay, ukuthi kube njengabanye abaningi, mhlambe ningabantu abasha, uma nihlangana nabanye abasha bangamphilela uNkulunkulu, kuvele kufane nje. Uma nihlangana nabangamamazi uNkulunkulu, kuvele kungabonakala ukuthi wena uyamazi uNkulunkulu. Uma uhlangana nabantu abangakholi, ungabonakala umehluko, khona into wrong empilweni yakho.
If you can claim to have this Christ, and you just meet with the wrong people, you meet with those, you just click with them, what kind of a Christ have you received? What kind of life is bubbling over within you? The truth is, darkness and light has no fellowship. If you've met with the light, then those in darkness will shun you. If they come with their filth and their stories, how can you listen to it? How can you stay with them? How is it possible that you can still find any contact and have fellowship with him?
Umuntu muzwa nje ukuthi ukhuluma inganekwane zakhe, eqala nje ukukhuluma indaba zakhe, ubona ukuthi ukhuluma insumansumane le ayikhulumayo, ukhuluma into engasile, uhlaleleni lapha.
A person who just starts talking something which does not make sense, it doesn't accord, it is not what you have experienced, How can you just stay with him and abide in his presence? How is it possible that someone during the festive season suddenly he gets taken up by his friends, suddenly gets taken up by his relatives, suddenly veers off at a tangent in a time where his life should be blossoming?
Now we no lalele usekhaya mlaleli usekhaya uyajabula uduswa ojeke abafike nomalume bakho ojeke imino abafika nazo inhlobo inhlobo zontshwala uyathatheka ukhohlwa ukuthi wena wakufela uJesu ayikhona khona oku wrong nokonakela empilweni yakho.
And you may be sitting at home, you are happy, you are celebrating. And maybe different types of drink is being offered. And you can't differentiate. You just celebrate for the sake of celebrating.
And you
see the world. You see others walking with their boyfriends, your girlfriends. What do you want with them? What agreement have you with them? What is it that draws you there? What do you want amongst
them?
Hear the shepherds not having expected something. Experience something heavenly, and heaven comes with a glorious message, and their joy has no bounds. And I think they surely didn't want to separate from that
choir.
I'm sure those shepherds didn't want to stop hearing the praise unto God that they were in awe of and just beholding before their eyes.
Mhlambe nawe khona okhumbulayo lapho uJesu ekusindisa injabulo yabasenhlizweni yakhe. Amacula avuka enhlizweni yakho ngalolu thando luka Jesu nangalo musa ka Jesu.
Maybe you now remembered a time when you met with Jesus and his salvation, and how that songs rose up within your heart. Your heart was filled to overflowing.
Mawuzwa abacula kube ngathi ungasuka uhlanganisa nabo ukuthi iculo yalaza ulazi kodwa khona ukuhlanganisa nabo.
And when others sing, it's as if you could get up. Whether you know the song or not, it's as if you can join in with this praise unto God.
That
what they are singing about and experiencing, you are also experiencing the sweetness, the savor of it all. It just draws you. It's part of you.
Bashumayela ivangeli lalensindiso. Bashumayela ngalokho abakubonile nabakuzwile.
They were spreading. They were preaching of this gospel, these glad tidings, that which were told them and what they had all encountered.
Angazi ukuthi wena lapho uhlangana nenkosi wenzani wena?
I don't know when you met with the Lord, what you did. I don't know how it happened when that you met with Jesus. Was it all calm and quiet and serene? Didn't you experience anything? Did you feel no joy? Did you feel that your sins were forgiven? Did you know that salvation is now my part? Did you feel that day was different to the rest? There was some liberation of your soul and heart and life that took place.
Were
lifted. You were lightened in your heart, and now there were songs rising within.
Smanga salengani, smanga salomtwana. Esinyakaze saba sezulwini behlele kuyona, bezoyihalalisela, bezodumisa ngemsebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
An amazing event of this child coming. Amazing event of all those that accompanied him and praised God as a result.
Imphumela yalokho, imphumela yensindiso.
And the result of that salvation since the coming of that child from that time is being proclaimed even till today. And that very source and fountain of that spring of salvation that broke open on that day. Till today it is still flowing. Till today you can be a partaker. You can drink of it.
Now, ofikelela ozwayo enhlizweni yakho ukuthi hayi izinto azimile kahle khumbula nansi indodana yomuntu ezemhlabeni ukuthatha nokususa izono zabantu izono zezwe lonke.
And you have come who maybe have not experienced this. Here is the fountain. Come. And drink of it. Experience this life which Christ has come to bring. Here is the child. Here is the full salvation which is ours. No one is locked out. It's not spoken about a specific nation. Not a specific group or people.
And
it's not a salvation for the poor. Because some think and claim that. Because if you are a Christian, you need to be pitied, you are poor and wretched. But instead, you need to be pitied, you who think you have, but in truth, you have nothing. The full salvation has come to us all. And through it, we should all be drawn to this praise of God and experience this astounding joy.
Here's
the one who has come to save me from the grudges that I have carried for
years.
Here is the one that is possessed by jealousy. You cannot praise another one. You are filled with jealousy. Here is the one who will set you free.
And
even you who are always an instigator of friction and fighting, he has come to you to save you from your bickering and harboring.
Here
is the full salvation for young and old, for the poor, for the rich, for the haves and the have-nots. even for their grannies and grandfathers. It is yours.
Kukhona abantu abaningi
ababhajiwe
ku internet.
There are many people who are just stuck and even just tied to the internet.
Babhajiwe bakwazi ukwenza okunye abalali bengazange benze okubi. Ngayithombe ezibi zabantu abanqunu abalali bengayibukanga bayazi Jehova bayayithakatha bona.
They are stuck and just are obsessed by the internet. They cannot go to sleep without having gone onto it. They are bound to it. They cannot survive and exist without it.
Ngifuna ukukutshela ukuthi wena onjalo akekho umthakatho odlula wena.
And I can tell you that there is no bewitcher like you.
Ubhizi uzibulala wena, uzidlisa ushefu wena, uwafayo kumanje ngenxa yalezi zinto. Awukhuli ngokomoya, iqinise ubulawa lezi zinto, i-internet.
You are injecting yourself with this poison. It is you yourself who are doing it unto yourself. There's nothing as bothersome, troublesome, and maybe as burdensome as the internet.
Kodwa ngifuna ukukutshela ukuthi nawe eyakho lensindiso yanele wena, yanele mina sonke ngeyethu. Uma kuphela nje sifika la siyithoba khona sithi Nkosi, yithe sidinga usizo, yithe sidinga wena, yithe sidinga lensindiso esidinga ukukhululeka kulezi zinto.
And that's why this full salvation avails you, and everyone is made to completion, is filled with that new life of Christ. Another point which deeply touched me is this. In this joy that they received in that time,
bebabaza ngamandla kaNkulunkulu, bebabaza ngokuqaba lwasezulu olwehlile zodumisa lomntwana,
amazed at the power of God, at the appearance of this host and all that pertained to this child,
bethokozela ukufika kwalomntwana,
they were filled with joy at the coming of this child.
And
let me tell you, in hell, plans were quickly made. How can we bring to nil? How can we rob the power of this child that has come to earth?
Lenjabulo esikhona, lenjabulo esidalekile, banamaplani, singayiqeda kanjani ukuba abantu bangakhululeki babuyele encindezelweni eqala.
Planning, how can we bring an end to this joy that has come? How can we bring about a draining of this joy?
Kumbul, uSathane usebenza ngabantu, uSathane nawe ehlenyuka efuna azobagwinya, azosebenza ngabo, engasebenza nangawe futhi.
Remember, Satan makes use of people, and he can make use of you as well, that you can be a tool in his hand.
Wathola indawo kuHerod, kuba uHerod yena alwe nokufika kwalomntwana.
And he found place even in Herod. Herod, who immediately set to work to annihilate this child.
Herod,
suddenly, his own power, his own throne was at risk. And he said, who is the one who wants to dethrone me?
Herod yena wayelwela yena, ecabangela yena, engacabangi lutho ngenkululeko yabantu bonke.
Herod just intent on his own cause, on his own intentions, his own honor, not having any vague perception of people's need. His own position, who is now coming? He is now a drought meine Herrschaft. Which king? I am the king. Who is the one of whom I hear? And even just born. No, you go and seek diligently and come back and tell me. I am also intent to do what you have come to do. I also am intent to go down and worship and just tell me where you have found him so that I too. I just need to hear where the place is. Where is he that I can go to? Friend, you need to differentiate between what is God's and what is Satan's. Rightly divide God's language and Satan's language. You need to discern well between the one who is seeking his own honor, seeking his own domain, or the one who has come with his domain, the heavenly domain. Till today, people still make choices. Some walk with one and others with another. Some cannot discern well. It just goes along with the horde and the times. Some say, no, we're just following. We'll see what will happen. Listen to one who can discern well and say, this message comes from Satan or it comes from God. That's why I will choose to be obedient to God, not obey Satan. I'll choose the one who walks with God, not the one who walks with Satan. Satan is busy. He's sharpening his teeth for those who are following the Lord, and he wants to rob them that they can follow after him. There is no joy in heaven. God is seeking to save out of hell. You are experiencing the joy. You are kept by God's hand. Don't go astray. Never allow yourself to be enticed into the wrong.
Herod, uqasukeka budinwe kabi. Ubani lozongiphuca indawo yami, position yami, udumo lwami, amandla ami.
Raving mad. Who is this one to come and oppose me? Who's the one who will take my throne? But we thank God for a Joseph. Have you heard of him? There are many, many Josephs in the Bible. But this one, the father of our Lord Jesus, I respect such a man. He obeyed, he heard and obeyed God.
Maria, yalalela uma uNkulunkulu ekhulumaya naye ezomqinisa. Ungesabi, ungesabi Joseph, mthatha uMaria umkakho.
He was contemplating to secretly get rid of Mary. He heard the voice, "Do not fear to take her as a wife, because this is of the Holy Spirit."
Kodwa uJoseph akakhombisa ukuba indoda walalela okuvela uNkulunkulu.
Joseph exerted his manlyhood and was determined to obey God.
uNkulunkulu siphosela inselelo thina singamadoda. Abantu abayisibonelo abantu amadoda alalelayo.
We need to seek and see those who go before us and follow in their steps.
uNkulunkulu ufuna abantu abamlalelayo akhuluma igama kanye beze ukuthi uNkulunkulu okhulumayo kumele ubangilalele.
God expects those who hear his voice to hear it once and then turn in obedience.
Kodwa ngoba nakho walalela eqaleni uJosepha wamlalela uNkulunkulu wakwenza akushoyo noma esekhuluma naye namanje akadideki usezwa lelo phimbo likaNkulunkulu.
And Joseph heard that voice at the beginning. He was not diddled. And so he was entrusted with another order, another commission. And he heard that voice. He didn't miss out on it.
Lapisitha siplana ngalomntwana waphinde wakhuluma uNkulunkulu kumuntu asekhulume naye ngaphambili wamuzwa.
And while the enemy was busy planning and schemes were made, he heard the Lord's voice as he heard it before.
Uyabona ukuthi kubaluleke kangakanani ukuthi umuntu azane noNkulunkulu akwazi ukuhlukanisa kaNkulunkulu nokungesikhona kaNkulunkulu.
Do you see the importance of recognizing that which is from God to be able to discern this is of God, this is not of God?
Kuningi esikufunda kubaba umfundisi walekhaya.
Much we have learned from Reverend Stegen here at the mission.
Abantu baye beze kuyena becabanga ukuthi bafike nento ethile, baba umfundisi, makunjena kufuneka kuba ngenze njani, yenze njani? Bafuna unqunyelwa uye.
Many people come seeking advice, saying, I need to know. Do I take this advice? Do I follow this instruction?
Uzokubuza into eyodwa baba umfundisi ngendlela engimazi ngayo.
And he will ask you one question.
Uthini uNkulunkulu kuwe?
What does God say to you?
Lo mbuzo obuza yena uphindisela kuwe. Uthini uNkulunkulu kuwe?
The question that you address to him, he responds by throwing it back at you and saying, "What does God tell you?"
Ngoba ongumntwana kaNkulunkulu umele ukuba hlangane noNkulunkulu alizwe elivela uNkulunkulu akwazi ukuxwaya futhi mangabe ngaveli uNkulunkulu.
For a child of God needs to meet with God and be in fellowship with him, be able to be corrected, be able to be warned by God.
Uthi manje vuka Joseph, thatha umntwana baleka naye yehlele eGibhit koze kusho mina ukuthi uyobuyela nini endaweni.
Hear the instruction. Joseph, stand up, take the child and its mother and flee to Egypt and stay there for further instruction.
Ukusinda kaJesu kulesi simo wasindiswa kule ndawo nawise uJosepha ngokulalela kwakhe.
The salvation and that Jesus could escape being killed rested, so to say, on the obedience of Joseph being the father.
Uma baba wakhe akalalelanga la, wathatha ngokwazi kwakhe, yayisengozini impilo yakhe.
If his father had not heard and acted on this instruction, the life of this Christ child was in severe danger.
Kodwa ngoba wafunda ukulalela noma esekhuluma manje uNkulunkulu uyalalela, uvuka kwenza khona lokho kusesebusuku, uyayithatha ingane uyayibalekisa, uyibalekisele eGibhithe.
But because of having learned obedience, he was able to get up at night, take the child and be off fleeing to Egypt.
Wahlala lapho wazwafa lo Herod.
remained there till Herod died, the enemy of this child.
Not
coming back at the time which he felt like or which he intended. No, he waited on the instruction of God. Fled with the child to Egypt because Herod was determined to kill this child. And maybe you can hear the sounds of Satan drawing near, wanting to kill those things that God has established in your
life.
You know the soundings of the devil when he comes with doubts, doubting that which you are troubled by. What is your reaction? What steps do you take? It's up to you that this child that has been entrusted to you will be able to flee.
Linda, and uthathe inyathelo eziya phambili singakafi sitha musu kubuyela endaweni leneveli kulemazi empilweni yakho.
He escaped to Egypt and was able to wait there till the enemy had been overcome, till that king died. And you as well, don't get ruined by not waiting on the Lord for his time.
Ayokubuya uzokhuluma ukuthi hayi sengihlulekile futhi sengibuye ngabuyela ku internet sengibuye ngabukele ngabuyela ethombeni zabanqulo ngayitika ngazo futhi ayikho indaba yakho wena.
Don't say, oh no, I went to the internet again, I fell into pornography and I just lusted for it again. You have done it unto yourself.
Linda uze khuluma uNkulunkulu. Sesifilisitha usungaphuma manje noma uvele dedele nje mawudedela uzokuthola okufunayo.
You must wait on God till the enemy dies. But if you take it on yourself and say, no, I'll just try, I'm sure I'll be able to overcome, you will be the one that suffers and you will maybe be slain.
Kodwa le nsindiso ingeyethu sonke.
But this salvation is for us all. And it is yours. And it is mine. And yours. This Jesus needs to speak to our hearts. Allow this Jesus to change your heart. Allow Jesus to change your talk, way of talk. You know the way in which people without God speak. Some just curse or swear. It's just a futsek, and it's futsek anytime. It's on their tongue. But if God has helped them, before that word leaves your mouth, you will recognize God is not pleased with this word. You are one with this child. You have met with him. This child that has come with full salvation. It is yours. It's mine too. And it's up to you when we leave here what you will do. But God's plan and his intention with this child for us was only good and pure and wholesome. We have heard much. He who has an ear has heard.
Nawe unelisiwe.
I think you as well are completely satisfied.
Njengoba nami nginelisiwe.
As I am also completely satisfied.
Zithi sazi uphi lozelwe.
The wise men said, "Where is the one who is born?"
Mhlambe nabantu nawe bayabuza ukuthi uphi uNkulunkulu wakho, uphi uJesu wakho wamthola.
Maybe people are asking also, "Where is the child that is born? Where is your Jesus?"
Angithi bazayibuza zithi uphi ozele.
The wise men came and inquired, "Where is he who is born?"
Mhlambe nawe uthi ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu, uthi usowamemukela uJesu. Bayabuzana abantu bathi uphi.
Maybe you are also claimed to have accepted Christ, but people are asking, "Where is he?"
Uthi usowamemukela uJesu, useyumntwana kaNkulunkulu, kodwa asimboni uphi.
You have accepted Christ, you are a child of God, but the question remains, where is he?
Cabanga-ke lapho uHerod esezwile lokho kuthiwa kwakhathazeka iJerusalema lonke.
Now just think of Herod. When he heard these words, he was troubled and the whole Jerusalem with him.
Nawe-ke mawusumemukela uJesu, kufanele ngisho umndeni nesizwe nabo bonke bekhathazeke ngalo Jesu osumtholile.
And with you likewise, if you have accepted Christ, then the whole neighborhood, the whole nation should be able to see this Christ in you.
Kodwa wena ke kufanele mina nawe sibaleke nalo Jesu ukuze angabulawa empilweni zethu.
But you and me, we need to flee with this Jesus, lest he be slain.
Ngoba masingabeka ngalandlela singathi uHerod simbuyisele ngokuthi uSathane ukuthi angafuna njalo ukuthi abulale lo Jesu esesamthola.
And if we can put it in this way and liken Herod to Satan, he is always intent on killing, on slaying this Jesus whom we have received.
Usuku nosuku, uSathane uyafuna ukumbulala lo Jesu esamtholayo.
Day by day, he is at it to kill this Jesus that we have received.
Uma ngakubeka ngalendlela.
And if I can put it in this way,
uyakhula yini uJesu ngaphakathi enhlizweni yakho.
Is Jesus maturing in your life?
Kufanele akhule uJesu ngaphakathi empilweni njengoba wakhula wazwashumayela evangeli.
Jesus needs to grow in your life as this child grew up and eventually preached the good tidings.
Kodwa ke uma wena lo Jesu unaye, ake silinganise ngengane. Ukuthi lengane mayingasashintshwa ihlala ingcolile uthi ngaphila.
Now, if you have taken up this child in your life, if we just liken it to a child needs to be cared for. If it has dirtied itself, it needs to be changed.
Usho ukuthi nangokomoya kufanele umuntu ahlale ezihlanza, ngoba mayingayihlanzi le ndlala lengane esiyamukelayo ngeke siphile ngokomoya uma singawatholi amathuba okuzihlanza.
So in other words, we need to be at it purifying, cleansing ourselves so that this child can be healthy and grow within us. If not this child, it'll be its end.
Ubuhlungu kumzali umezele ingane engakhuli uyabuhlungu.
How painful to a parent if they have a child born but yet it doesn't grow.
Kufanele nathi ke njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu sikhule ngokomoya.
And so we likewise as children of God need to advance, need to grow in spirit.
Njoba sizwile ukuthi umuntu mayebuka ama internet ebuka ithombe enqondo akukhona ukukhula lokho ngokomoya.
And as we have heard, if a person keeps himself busy with the internet or maybe even looks at pornography, that can't produce growth in you.
Umuntu azibuze ukuthi usuku nosuku ngisahamba naye yini uJesu.
It's absolutely vital that a person examines himself daily. Am I still walking with Jesus?
What
especially touches me regarding the shepherds and the magi. That they came and they kneeled, they worshipped at this small child, a babe.
Angiboni mina ukuthi ngangakwenza lokho ngane ncuncuncu sengajika ngguqe kodwa laba bantu basivezela okunye ukuthi wena ngaleso sikhathi wawungaguqa uthi uzobona umntwana ozelwe inkosi.
Maybe I, as for myself, I would not have seen it necessary, or why should I kneel before a child? But so it is up to you. Are you in that state? Are you willing to bow down to this child that is born?
Kodwa baguqa libalulekile amadoda amadala aguqela inkosi ezelwe isimanga leso.
But how amazing that these men, and old men maybe at that, they were willing to kneel down in worship before this child. And while kneeling, presenting their gifts to this child.
Lemvuselelo le esayithola ngo 1966 sasingeke sithole.
And may I say it, and I hope you understand well, this revival that we received in 1966,
ukuba umholi ongumfundisi Steyne akangenanga kulesa stebe kwasuswa lo wamquba wamahashi sangena khona, angiboni sasoyithola.
If Reverend Steegan would not have been willing to enter into that stable, and that even the dung, even of the horses, had to be cleaned out, I don't think we would have received the revival.
Kodwa wathoba sangena khona kuleso stebelo ingakho ivangeli lakhe alithole ngoJesu lakwazi ukusebenza impilo yami neyakho.
And that's why, because of his willingness to bow and to enter into that stable, I and you, have received the blessing of this revival.
Ababe khona ngaleso sikhathi abasho ukuthi kuyanuka asikwazi ukushunyayezwa kula kunuka umquba wamahashi kodwa imvuselelo yaphuma lapho.
They that were present at that time, they did not say we are offended at the smell of the dung. No, they had a higher ideal, and they received the blessing.
Naweke uJesu ngamthola azalwele noma ngabe unezono ezingakanani usengazalwe empilweni yakho.
And you also can find Jesus and receive him, however bad or severe your sin has been.
Uhumusha lokho ngokweBhayibheli ukuthi noma ngabe sekukubi kangakanani enhlizweni yakho, uJesu sengazalelwe empilweni yakho, zilunge izinto.
So we can interpret in this way, however filthy and vile your life was, you can come to Jesus and he can revive and he can change everything and make it all new.
Ya ushte uthe umntwana kaNkulunkulu ngabe ngampela indawo yayingekho namanje ukuwe uyangqonqoza uJesu ufuna ukwengena ngaphakathi ufaka umshudo uthi cha lokho ngeke ngulungise lokho uzohlala phezu kwakho.
As we have heard, the child of God said, did Jesus really lack space? Was that the reason for him not being received and taken up? Well, it's likewise it's up to you. You have to open up room for him to enter and do his work.
Lendoda le yayifanele ukuthi akazalwa yimina. Akazalwa yimina lo muntu. Angikwazi ukuhamba naye, angikwazi ukulalela leli phupho, angikwazi ukwenza lokho. Kodwa amlalele uNkulunkulu. Angazi mina nawe madoda sasingenzi njani.
I marvel at Joseph. He didn't say, no, I'm not the true father of, he's not really my son. Why should I take such care about him? When he received that dream, he took it upon himself and he did what he needed to do. I don't know whether we men can grasp this.
As tenders.
Let us pray.
Nkulunkulu wethu. Lolu suku luka Khisimusi Nkosi liyasivuselela empilweni zethu.
Our God, this day of Christmas revives us within.
Sesizwile ngesazi sezwa ngabelusi.
We've heard of the wise men, we've heard of the shepherds.
Ukwazi ukukhuluma ngabelusi abantu abadelelekile abasevini abalusayo kodwa akwazi ukukhuluma nabo.
You Lord were able to speak to the shepherds, maybe being despised out there in the fields, but you found a way to glorify yourself there. And even likewise, the wise men, they noted that star that was different to others. And Lord, that shows us that you can even speak to the one who is despised and nothing.
Oh
Lord, how we can lose out by seeing ourselves as important and you fail to speak to us. That the person says, who am I and where do I come from? And that we are puffed up and proud at it.
Kanti uNkulunkulu ufuna ukusebenza ngalezi ngomuntu ongelutho ozibona engelutho.
But Lord, you choose to speak and reveal yourself to the one of insignificance who seems himself as of no value.
Siyazi Nkosi ukuthi kulelo suku abantu bayaphuza benza zonke izinto ezikhohlakala abaqondi ngokuthi uKhisimusi uyini.
We know people today, Lord, are feasting, drinking, and do not know the implication and the importance of this day.
Thina siyabonga Nkosi izwe sesitholile sachazwela ngayo ukuthi kufanele siphile impilo endlani njengoba kuyinsuku zikaKhisimusi.
We are fortunate, privileged that we can have heard your word and know, Lord, of what importance this day is. Lord, help us that we will treat this child well. To grow in our lives. And that your name can be glorified. And honor be unto your name.
Amen.
Amen.